With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the solar eclipse has raced across America. Along a path of totality, Leslie Barnhill, a science educator at Mesquite Planetarium, says the sky turns completely to night during the eclipse.
In totality, if we have completely clear skies, we can see some amazing things. First of all, the whole sky is going to darken. Darken to not just cloud cover, but completely night.
It's North America's biggest eclipse crowd ever. Thanks to the densely populated path, cloud cover threatened to spoil the view in some places, especially in parts of Texas, but the skies cleared with minutes to spare. During a solar eclipse, the moon passes in front of the sun and blocks the sunlight for a few minutes. The rest of North America saw a partial eclipse. Presumptive GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump says abortion should be left to the states. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In a video posted to Truth Social, Trump says he's proud to take credit for the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to end Roe versus Wade, and that whatever the states decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. He did not lay out a timeline for when he believes abortion should be banned, but he did express support for the availability of in vitro fertilization treatments, as well as abortion exceptions for rape, incest, and the like of the mother. President Biden's campaign says Trump's endorsing every single abortion ban in the states, including those with no exceptions. Trump has been trying to thread the needle on this issue. In the video, he told Republicans they must follow their heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections. I'm Jennifer King.
The Vatican has declared that transgender surgeries and surrogacy are grave violations of human dignity. A new document from the Doctrine Office puts them on a par with abortion and euthanasia as practices that violates God's plan for human life. This is SRN News. An atheist group comes after a basketball coach.
Dawn Staley is a Christian, and sometimes after her University of South Carolina women's team plays a game, she will make references to her faith in comments to the media. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has a problem with that. The country's leading atheist group has made a formal demand that the university take disciplinary action against Staley for her comments, claiming that they might make atheist players, quote, feel unwelcome. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York state officials are being allowed to continue legal action against a county outside New York City that has banned males from competing on female sports teams. A U.S. district court judge has denied Nassau County's request for a temporary restraining order against State Attorney General Letitia James. The initial ruling does not address the legality of the county's ban. That issue will be decided at a later date. Some localities are trying to keep men off of women's teams. This is SRN News. A town in Mississippi is struggling.
The town of Rolling Fork has struggled to rebuild after a devastating tornado struck last March. The tornado killed 14 residents and reduced the town to rubble. Nearly 400 jobs were lost in the county after the tornado, and about 300 structures were destroyed. Rolling Fork has seen a sharp decline in tax revenue, and the city's infrastructure suffered millions of dollars in lingering damage. Officials fear a population exodus could loom without more resources. John Scott reporting.
Jury selection began in a lawsuit against BNSF Railway over the lung cancer deaths of two people who lived in a Montana town where thousands of people were exposed to asbestos from a Mavrinkula mine. For decades, W.R. Grace and Company mine produced the contaminated vermiculite. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.